The Wall Street Journal reports this week that the rules rule in the new official Washington. Several cabinet secretaries, most notably Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, Treasury Secretary O'Neill, and Secretary of State Powell, have circulated a set of slogans, nostrums, and exhortations among their staffs. The way to do well is to do well, is one of Mr. Rumsfeld's first admonitions. When you're skiing, if you're not falling, you're not trying, is another. Mr. Rumsfeld has 154 such exhortations, by the way, that have accumulated over his years as White House Chief of Staff, a pharmaceutical CEO, and twice the Defense Secretary. Those are all important jobs, but we wonder if anyone on Mr. Rumsfeld's staff has had the pluck to remind him that in the old days, just 10 commandments seemed to cover a good deal of territory. Secretary O'Neill, the former head of Alcoa, seems to favor questions as his form of admonition. He suggests that his employees ask themselves three, beginning with, were you treated with dignity and respect today? We're not passing on the other two in the interests of national security. Now, Secretary Powell has been known to scribble down his own injunctions on scraps of paper and slide them under the glass of his desk. They get reported and sometimes reprinted in admiring profiles in management journals. It ain't as bad as you think, has already become famous, along with perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. Now, it's hard to disagree with such sunny advice, but the hazard in offering your own wisdom so freely is that someday you might have to take it. 10 years ago, when General Powell was assembling 500,000 soldiers in the Persian Gulf, he wasn't telling President Bush Sr., now all we need is just a couple of hundred New York traffic cops to get the job done, but they gotta be positive thinkers because perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. Jeffrey Garten, dean of the Yale Law School of Management to advise the Clinton White House, says he approves of executive sloganeering. It's a way to get thousands of people to form an image of who they are, he says. But what happens when an undersecretary serving Secretary Rumsfeld takes up a new position serving Undersecretary Powell, or vice versa? Whose rules rule? Can Secretary O'Neill's questions be answered by Secretary Rumsfeld's answers? Can Secretary Powell call Secretary Rumsfeld for help? Or is that the cabinet-level equivalent of getting your older brother to do your homework for you? Connect the nostrums and the admonitions to win a prize, and remember, perpetual optimism is a force multiplier.
Gray skies are gonna clear up.